So on this fateful day, we had a phone call to the Yeti's Kitchen's landline. And this person responds to say, "Hello, is that Yeti?" Okay. Why do you assume? Why do you assume it's Yeti picking up the phone first things first? That's one. That's what was going through my mind. And then secondly, why are you chatting like we've been, I don't know you. Anyways, being professional, I respond, "Yeah, Yeti speaking, how can I help?" "Ah, Madame Yeti." Okay, I'm hoping the accent's not giving away where this person's from. But if it does, anyway, it doesn't matter. "Ah, Madame Yeti, please, 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 I'm very hungry. Ah, I've been wanting to eat since morning and I've just been waiting for you people to open. Ah, what time do you open?" Okay, we open at 5. "Okay, okay, okay. Please, Madame, which soup do you have?" "We have egusi, we have okra, we have oha. We have a foriro." "Okay, okay, okay. Ah, I thought you do the special ones now. I didn't know it's just the basic one you do." I'm thinking to myself, "Bruh, what one do you want? And we can tell you if we have it." But anyways, I say, "Yes, sir, what would you like?" He goes, "Well, anyway, I'm not really a soup person. It's more about the swallow." And yeah, Nigerians, please, can you please explain to me, why do you call swallow swallow? That's a question. Like, what? I don't know. Why do we call swallow swallow? I know you obviously have to swallow it, as well as bloody rice. You bloody have to swallow rice. You have to swallow soup. You have to, everything we ingest as a human being, we have to swallow. I said, "Sir, anything else? Well, anything else you like with your order?" He then says that, "That's all." I said, "Sir, we cannot deliver the food that you're asking for if it's not £15. He goes, "Ah, £15. Because I'm not even going to give away the name of the hotel. I'm in the so-so-so hotel and I don't have access to transport. I just got back from Nigeria yesterday." So there you go. I gave away the nationality. "I just got back from Nigeria yesterday and I'm in the hotel now. The work, I'm working. They gave me a contract. So I'm here for the contract. And at the moment, I don't have access to any car." So I'm like, "Please, what does that have to do with you ordering £15 worth of food?" I don't want to bore you with all the details. So in the end, he orders rice and then he orders some sauce with it. So at this point, I was waiting for my delivery driver. My delivery driver was messing about. And this man's like constantly calling. He's like, no, "Where's my food? Please, I'm hungry. So in the end, I had to jump in the car myself and go and deliver this food. I arrive at the reception of the hotel. I then call this man. "Hello, sir, we are downstairs." He comes downstairs. I'm not sure, maybe he was expecting, I don't know, drop dead. I don't know if he was expecting a drop dead gorgeous person, or I don't know. I don't exactly think of myself as the most attractive lady on the planet, and I don't even try because I'm typically in my tracksuits and just something to keep me warm. So I definitely don't make an effort. But he didn't really look as excited as he sounded on the phone. But anyways, monies got exchanged, food got exchanged, and I said, "Thank you, sir, see you later." 2 hours later, after giving him the food, he calls back again. "Ah, Madam Yeti, is it palm oil you used to cook your egusi?" I'm thinking to myself, what on earth do you think it would be? What, water? But anyways, I respond. I say, yeah, definitely egusi. "Ah, because because it looks like it's a ororo that you use." And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so this is one of those ones where he's probably got a wife in Nigeria who cooks his soup fresh every day. You know, there's some men like that. They want their food fresh every day. They have their spec on how they want their food. There's some men that would not eat rice that's a day old. They want their food fresh every time. So I was trying to think in my head, how and what do I say to this man that would appease him, you know? So I was like, okay, cool. No worries, we'll bring the amala. We'll bring the eba. Double portion of eba, less meat, palm oil, not fried properly, and all that stuff to your spec. He said, okay. And this is a part where you need to listen. If you felt like I've been rambling for a long time now, this is definitely the part where you need to listen. And then he goes to me, Madam Yeti, by the way, you just came, you just left. You didn't even stay behind. Those who know, like they say, if you know, you know. Those who know what he's trying to say. You just left, you just dropped the food, you took the money for the delivery and you just left. I had to say to him, I said, what was I meant to do? At least you stay behind, you even do customer service, you stay behind, you talk to me, you find out how I'm doing, you know. But you just delivery like we're not brothers and sisters. I'm trying not to jump to the end of the story. He then carried on and then said to me, don't you even have anybody you can bring with you? Since if you don't want to stay behind, at least you bring somebody with you, bring me somebody. I'm like, somebody? What do you mean? You're in the hotel lobby. Go downstairs in the hotel lobby. There's lots of people you can talk to there. He says, no. None of those kind of people. I mean somebody I can chat to. And, you know, I'm very bored. I'm very lonely. I'm like, rah. Like, okay. This conversation is, like, literally switched up on me. Because first you're talking about Egusi. Second of all, you're talking about palm oil. Next thing you're telling me I should bring an alibi. What do you think this is? Like a motel, hotel, link up with food. I provide drinks, I provide food, and I provide girls. Like, what are you chatting about? And this is me. I was just bewildered. Like, is it something I'd done? You know, sometimes there's, like I say, the vibes, what you give into the universe, the universe gives back to you. What have I done in this life that warranted that conversation to make him feel comfortable to the point where he's asking me to find somebody to keep him company? Anyways, moving on to the next day, this man calls again, saying he wants the same order, but then he's complaining that please make sure that there's more about this time, make sure there's bigger about. Okay, no problem, sir, see you in about 30 minutes. But this time around it was now time for me to play games, so I asked the member of staff to accompany me to deliver this time around. Took him along with me, and when we got to the car park, I told the guy that I'll be waiting in the car, that he should just go to the reception. When he gets to reception, he should call the man's number and say delivery is downstairs. This man comes downstairs, is terribly disappointed that it's a guy that's turned up. Or would I say terribly disappointed that I didn't turn up? And like I said, I'm not exactly the most beautiful girl in the world, so I don't know what he's looking for. If I'm looking like a chav and wearing tracksuits and stuff, and you're asking me to keep you company, then what happens when I clean up? Hey! Anyways, I'm picking myself up, but yeah. So, comes back into the car. I'm like, how did it go? He says, you know, that was really funny because the guy proper looked vexed. Like, he just took the food and went upstairs. He didn't even say much. The next day, he calls again to place an order. This is now the third day. But this time around, when he picks up the phone, he didn't sound pleasant. He picks up the phone and goes, Madam Yeti, I don't understand. Oh, why did you send your son to deliver the food yesterday? And I was like, sorry. I was like, sorry, what? My son? Yeah, you sent your son, or is he your worker? I'm like, he works for us. He came to deliver the food. But why would you think he's my son? Oh, because he looked pretty young. So yeah, 2 hours later, this man complains by calling again, complaining that he didn't get a receipt. And this is me, like, we've just come to deliver. We are definitely not 2 hours after you've eaten. We're definitely not going to send a delivery driver. If we forget your food, or maybe you ordered two portions or something and we forgot to put two portions, of course we'll come back down and deliver your food for what we forgot and even offer you something free or something as part of customer service and part of customer compensation. But what we're not going to do is drive down all the way again just to give you a receipt. I said, okay, sir, we're really sorry about that. What we can do is we could have him bring the receipt for today to bring it in tomorrow's delivery when you order tomorrow. He said, oh, what if I'm in Milton Keynes? Now, you could just tell that this guy was just pushing it now, because don't be ridiculous. Yes, if you're in Milton Keynes, what, are you not coming back to Manchester? Is that what you're trying to say? Just go straight to the point. But you started giving different scenarios. Well, what if I'm in Milton Keynes? You think I'll not come back all the way to wait for your receipt? And I'm like, is it that you're pissed that I didn't come? Is it that you're pissed that I didn't send you any girls? But how do I get this man off the phone?